Emotions are still very raw in Uvalde, Texas. It's been 1 year since a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers and injured 17 others at the Robb Elementary School. Sandra Torres's daughter, Eliana, would have turned 11 this year. She told NBC, quote, "I don't believe in Uvalde Strong anymore. It's like nobody cares. Nobody understands our pain. Nobody knows what we're going through. It's us against the world," end quote. Let's hear now from two pastors in Uvalde on where the community is. Tony Gruben is pastor at Uvalde's Baptist Temple and head of the town's Ministerial Alliance. Pastor Gruben, welcome.
Thank you.
Joe Ruiz is pastor at Templo Cristiano in Uvalde. Pastor Ruiz, welcome to you too.
Thank you.
Some believe that time heals, but we know your community is still deeply hurting. Pastor Gruben, how have you been counseling people?
Mm-hmm. Time heals, but it's probably not as quick a time as we want it to be. But, you know, each one has their own timeline. So, you know, be patient and continue to look to God for strength and look to God. And even in the midst of the pain and the suffering and the anger, the bitterness or whatever it is you're feeling, I mean, I say just, you know, don't give up on it and continue to go forward.
Pastor Ruiz, I imagine, you know, in times like this, people turn to their pastor. And I wonder if there's a Bible verse that you found yourself turning to this past year to find comfort or something that you tell your parishioners.
Yeah, I have several Bible verses that I love that I know that they have helped me when I've been in situations like this. When I lost my son going on 2 years ago in a motorcycle accident, you know, going to the Word of God really helps us. And one of my favorite verses that I've leaned on is Isaiah 41:10, where it says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And also another one where it talks about Isaiah 43:2, it talks about when you go through the waters, the deep waters, that he will be with us. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, that you will not drown. When you go through the fire of oppression, that you will not be burned, you know, that the flames will not consume you. But I don't believe people can heal without grieving first, you know, and I don't think that a lot of the families that have lost their loved ones or their children have allowed a time for grieving this last year. They've been so involved because of the media and everything else that they've been involved in, gun control, to, you know, to be able to heal, start healing and to see, okay, from here, where am I going to? What's my next step, yeah. You know?
The whole community's impacted. I was just thinking, you know, say like when 9/11 happened, I don't live in New York, and it impacted the whole country. Of course, we are, you know, the closer you are, I think the more impact there is. I've thought about it nearly 24 hours a day for a year. And, you know, I wake up in the middle of the night and that's what I'm thinking about. And, you know, not necessarily the event, but how am I going to help and how do we help?
And how do you help, Pastor?
I'm not anything special. But I also know God is. You know, you asked Pastor Ruiz about, you know, what verse that comes to me is, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in time of trouble. That he is the one that I go to and that he is the one that I point others to. That this is bigger than all of us. I mean, we don't know what to say. We don't know how to act. We don't know all of those things. But God does, and he cares for us all. And even those with anger, I've told many people who grieve, God's big enough to handle your anger.
I wonder, sir, or to either of you, if you've had anybody who said, you know, how could a God do this to innocent children and maybe is questioning their faith?
We blame God, or some people may blame God, when God's heart was broken. If it would have been me, if I would have known this was going to happen, I would not have sent my child to school that day, and I don't think anybody would. Yet for all eternity, God knew he was going to have to send his son to endure, you know, the scorn, the pain, the suffering, the dying on a cross, being nailed to a cross, he knew that for all eternity that it was coming. And so that is what I would preach and would say, that God's love is so great. He covered that and he anticipated that.
Pastor Ruiz, you'll be speaking at the memorial. What will you be telling people?
Well, I'm going to be praying for the survivors. And there's a scripture that I have used before, and that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 12, where it says, "We were hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despaired, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." So, you know, this last year, we were struck down, you know. We had a good community, a community that stuck together. And it seemed like this last year, it seems like Uvalde is divided. But we have not been destroyed, you know. We can still become, if we refocus, come back together, and continue to just trust God, you know, we will become even stronger than what we were before.
That's very powerful. And I wonder, just Pastor Gruben, what do you want to leave people with on this day?
I would say, number one, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. God, lean on him. And I also say, you know, lean on each other. And that, you know, I'm a golfer, and I didn't play much during June until right at the end. And I said, I need to go play golf. And so I went and played one morning and just played four holes. Well, that was on a Tuesday. I said, well, I'm going to get up earlier and leave about 7. If I can go at 7, I can go get in and play before anybody gets there, and I can be through in less than an hour and play 9 holes. So that's what I was planning. Well, I went there, and there was 2 guys that got in front of me, and I went, oh, man, I'm going to have to slow down or whatever. Well, I ended up, they asked me to play with them, so I did. And on the 3rd hole, one of the men came over to me and asked me, he says, do you know so-and-so? And I said, yeah, I know him. He says, did you know that his grandson was one of them that was killed? And I go, I did not know that. And he ended up playing with us. And those 2 men ministered to this grandfather as we played golf out, you know, out in the, just on the golf course. Neither one of those men were what I would, or paid ministers, but they ministered to him. And after we played like I said, I was going to play 9 holes, but since this grandfather was playing with us, I said, well, I thought that was where I needed to be. I mean, it wasn't any kind of church setting or anything, just out where we were. And at the end of the 18 holes, well, I just asked him if we could just pray for this grandfather. And so the 4 of us just got around the hole and put our arms around each other, and we prayed. And, you know, we lean on each other. And I remember when Joe's son was killed in the here a couple of years ago, he invited me up to the front at the funeral. Each one, you know, leaning on each other and carrying each other. And, you know, we've had all kinds of outside help, but truly for us to heal and to go forward, it's us who are here, and family members and loved ones that, you know, that'll walk with us, because that familiarity is also where we get strength. And I believe as we go the days to come, that's where healing will come, number one from God, but from each other.
I feel like that's a hopeful note to leave us on.
Yes.
Pastor Gruben is with Uvalde's Baptist Temple and head of the town's ministerial alliance. And Joe Ruiz is pastor at Templo Cristiano in Uvalde. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.